Thereafter, Hanuman started knocking down and uprooting Ashoka trees. He stirred up the ponds and crushed the hilltops. Then, after practically destroying the entire garden, Hanuman made his stand at the entrance. Upon hearing the frightened screams of the birds and animals, along with other sounds created by Hanuman's rampage, the Rakshasi guards awoke with a start. Seeing the huge form of Hanuman standing at the garden entrance, their hearts filled with terror. The Rakshasis surrounded Sita and asked, "Who is this creature? What were you and he conversing about?"
"I don't know who he was. He must be a ferocious Rakshasa. Since you are all Rakshasis, it is you that should know who he is, not I. For I too am terrified by his huge, frightening appearance."
While some of the Rakshasis remained guarding Sita, others went and reported the matter to Ravana. Reverently bowing down to their king, they all said, "Oh, a huge, powerful monkey has come here. After talking to Sita, he devastated the entire Ashoka Grove, except for the small area where Sita remains. And when we asked Sita about him, she claimed not to know who he was." Immediately, Ravana became enraged and dispatched 80,000 fierce Rakshasas to go and capture Hanuman. And when the army came before Hanuman, brandishing their weapons, Hanuman further expanded his form and began lashing his tail most violently, making a sound so loud that it reverberated throughout Lanka. Then Hanuman challenged, "I am a servant of Lord Ram, and if I like, I can kill 1,000 Ravanas." As Hanuman roared menacingly, the Rakshasas were struck with fear. Regardless, they began attacking Hanuman from all sides. Hanuman then grabbed an iron bar lying at the gate, and while flying through the air, Hanuman slaughtered the whole Rakshasa army. The few survivors hurried back to Ravana to inform him of the massacre. And upon hearing the news, Ravana's eyes rolled with rage. He then ordered the extremely powerful son of Prahasta named Jambumali to go and fight Hanuman. Meanwhile, Hanuman began to destroy the immense temple of the Rakshasa's guardian deity, which was located in the Ashoka Grove. As he climbed up the edifice, which was as big as a large hill, Hanuman tore it to pieces with his claws, making crashing sounds which reverberated throughout Lanka. Hanuman then shouted, "May there be victory for Ram and Lakshman. My name is Hanuman, and now I will destroy Lanka within the sight of all the Rakshasas." Although the sound of Hanuman's voice struck terror into their hearts, the 100 guards of the sanctuary took up their weapons and surrounded Hanuman. The enraged Hanuman then broke off one of the temple columns, and then assuming a terrible aspect, he whirled the column around so that fire was generated as it struck the other pillars. Thus, as Hanuman destroyed the guards with the blazing pillar, the entire edifice became engulfed in flames. Again and again, Hanuman shouted out, "Let there be victory for Ram, Lakshman, and the monkeys." Jambumali then arrived on the scene, riding upon a chariot drawn by donkeys, while the twanging of his bow filled the entire sky with its awesome vibration.
Without wasting time, Jambumali struck Hanuman in the mouth with one arrow and his arms with 10 more. As blood covered his entire face, the infuriated Hanuman grabbed a huge rock, hurling it at Jambumali with great force. However, Jambumali broke it to pieces with 10 arrows. Hanuman then uprooted a large tree and began whirling it around. Jambumali easily broke the tree into pieces with just 4 arrows, even before it left Hanuman's hands. The Rakshasa then pierced Hanuman's arms with 5 arrows and his chest with 10 more shafts and a dart. Hanuman remained undaunted, however, and the great monkey warrior then picked up an iron bar, twirling it forcefully, smashing it against Jambumali's chest. The iron bar hit the Rakshasa so violently that his head, legs, chariot, and donkeys could no longer be distinguished from one another.